This is the brief on new insights into cluster headaches. So we're starting with a major medical myth bust. For years, doctors actually thought cluster headaches, that intensely severe, painful disorder, were extremely rare in Asian populations. But new data from the Korean Cluster Headache Registry completely shatters that assumption. First, the numbers tell a totally different story. Old reports guessed Korea only had about 11 cases a year, but the new registry found up to 125 annual cases. And while it definitely hits men harder, women show a specific bimodal pattern. Basically, their risk spikes twice, in their 20s and again in their 50s plus. They deal with more coexisting issues like migraines. Second, there's a huge discovery around dromal or warning symptoms. Literally 71% of patients actually feel warning signs before the pain even hits. This is a game changer because it opens the door for anticipatory treatment. Instead of just reacting to the pain, doctors can now treat it early, kind of like managing a migraine. Finally, let's talk treatment wins. For acute attacks, good old home oxygen therapy actually beat out the standard prescription drug zolmitriptan. For prevention, a drug called galcanezumab slashed headache frequency in half for over 60% of patients. And surprisingly, even just exercising was flagged as a solid way to abort attacks for some folks. So cluster headaches in Korea aren't actually rare. They're just underdiagnosed. And catching early warning signs paired with oxygen or modern preventives can drastically improve patients' lives. Better data doesn't just mean more numbers. It means finally getting people the real relief they deserve.